This past week we had the feast day of the great Padre Pio, perhaps the greatest saint of the 20th century, certainly one of the greatest priests of the 20th century. And this Friday we'll be having a priest visiting Holy Trinities from Italy. He spent 3 years with Padre Pio. The last 3 years of Padre Pio's life, he spent every day with Padre Pio. And he'll be coming this Friday to speak to us at the 7:30 evening mass. And then he'll bring one of the gloves of Padre Pio that he wore during the time that he had the stigmata. So I wanted to share a little bit about Padre Pio's life today, because he was a remarkable priest and saint. He lived to be 81 years old, and for 50 years he bore the wounds of Christ, the stigmata in his hands and his side and his feet. Now there's been 60 saints in the history of the Catholic Church that the Church has approved that they've had the stigmata. One of them was St. Francis of Assisi. And so St. Francis, he was the patron saint of Padre Pio. When Padre Pio was born in the year 1887 in Italy, he was one of 8 children born into a very poor peasant family. 5 of the children survived into adulthood. Padre Pio was given the name Francesco. He was named after St. Francis. And St. Francis also, of course, had the stigmata. Francis was a deacon. Padre Pio was the first priest ever to have the stigmata, the wounds of Christ in his hands and feet. He went into the Franciscans as a young man in the seminary, and he wanted to become a priest because he wanted to have a long beard and a robe like the Franciscans. That was what attracted him to become a Franciscan. Well, he entered the order, and soon after his ordination in 1910, he received the invisible stigmata. But then it became visible in the year 1918, and he had the stigmata for 50 years until his death in 1968. He only died in 1968, so he's truly considered a modern saint in the history of the Church. He was a remarkable individual. When we look at his life and think about his 50-some years as a priest, most of the time he spent hearing confessions, 10 to 12 hours a day, sometimes 18 hours a day. And they say he heard over 5 million confessions during his priesthood. And he had this gift that he could read souls, like St. John Vianney. When somebody would come to confession and they would not tell a sin or they would hide a sin, Padre Pio would remind them of that sin so that they can make a good confession and truly be forgiven of their sins. He had the gift of bilocation. He could be in 2 places at once. The Lord allowed him and actually gave him this miraculous gift that he could be praying in a church. At the same time, people saw him saving the lives of individuals. For example, a young boy was drowning in the lake at about 200 miles north of Rome, and Padre Pio was there. He pulled him out of the water. But at the same time, he was in church in San Giovanni Rotondo in another part of Italy. Another occasion, one of his brothers walked into his room, and it was during the middle of the summer. It was 100 degrees outside, no air conditioning on the inside of the room, and Padre Pio was freezing, and there was snow on the ground inside the room. At that time, Padre Pio was bilocating to the Italian Alps, and he was hearing a dying man's confession that was freezing to death in the snow in the Alps. Many pilots during the war said that they saw Padre Pio. Over a dozen reported cases where Padre Pio would appear in the sky in front of the airplane on a cloud and tell the pilots not to bomb a particular church or city that they were flying over during the war. Again, dozens of eyewitness accounts of these bilocations of Padre Pio. Remarkable how the Lord used him to reconcile souls to Christ. But why did the Lord give him the stigmata, the wounds of Christ in his hands and feet? Well, Padre Pio really became a living crucifix. He was so united to Christ that the Lord gave him a share in his sufferings. The Lord chooses certain souls, and because of the Lord's great love for them, gives them an increase and allows them to share in the sufferings of Christ for the conversion of sinners, for the release of souls from purgatory, to bring back wayward members of the flock, to bring back people to the church. And so these, what we call victim souls, are given an increase of extra sufferings. And the Lord allows them to experience that to help save souls, to be co-redemptive, to unite their sufferings to Christ, and to allow them to be co-redeemers with Christ. And as St. Paul says, I fill up in my own flesh what is lacking in the suffering of Christ for the sake of His body, the church. So the Lord picks certain beloved souls, souls that He loves very much, very deeply, and allows them to become one with the suffering Christ, to bring about conversions and returns to the sacraments, and to bring souls closer to God. Padre Pio was God's instrument to bring literally hundreds of thousands of people to the Lord. So that's why the Lord allows certain souls to go through the stigmata, to share in His sufferings. But there were other mystical gifts that Padre Pio was given as well. For example, he had this heavenly fragrance or this perfume. If he was praying for somebody, even in a different country, they would smell this heavenly fragrance, this heavenly perfume of roses. And when people would meet Padre Pio, sometimes they would have this smell this heavenly fragrance that he had. He also, the Lord used him to work many miracles as well. Even people were raised from the dead. There was one girl who was born blind, without pupils in her eyes. When she was 7 years old, they took her to Padre Pio. He blessed her, and she was able to see. And her whole life, for the rest of her life, she could actually see without pupils in her eyes. It was a medical phenomenon. The doctors, the eye doctors examined her. They said, it's impossible for you to be able to see. And yet, the Lord worked that miracle through Padre Pio. But countless other miracles of healings and conversions. So the Padre Pio was really a true presence of Christ, especially when it came to leading souls to Christ in the confessional. He was often tough on people in the confessional to have them give up sin and turn their life over to God. Very similar to today's gospel where Jesus says, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. Obviously, the church has never recommended doing that physically to yourself. What's the Lord talking about? He's talking about eliminate that sin from your life. Cut that sin out of your life. And that's what Padre Pio did. He helped people through confession to cut those sins out of their life. Whether it be impatience or gossip or whatever it might be, or arrogance or greed, whatever that sin might be, see, the Lord wants us to cut that out of our life so that we can become more and more the image of Christ. And that's what Padre Pio did when he heard confessions. He helped people to get rid of sin. He loved the sinner, but he hated the sin because sin was like cancer within that person's soul. So he wanted to help them remove it like a skillful surgeon, being able to get rid of the cancer, so he was able to help people get rid of their sins in confession. So Padre Pio died at the age of 81. And he was beatified in 1999 and canonized in 2002. 100,000 people attended his funeral. During his life, again, I would encourage you to read his biographies. There's dozens of wonderful books about Padre Pio. You can read that about how he could converse with his guardian angel and send his guardian angel on trips to help people. People would also send him, their guardian angel, to ask for prayers. One morning, Padre Pio came down for breakfast, and he was in a grumpy mood. And the priest asked him, what happened? He says, all night long, angels would come to me to ask for prayers. Kept me up all night long, asking for prayers from all over the world for individuals. So I'd encourage you to read the life of Padre Pio. Read about his love for Christ, his love for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. When he would say Mass, it would take 2 or 3 hours for him to say a Mass. They say that when he said Mass, he was actually on the cross with Christ. He had such great love for our Blessed Mother. He prayed about 25 rosaries each day. So read about his life. It is truly remarkable and truly fascinating, especially during the year of the priest, to read about one of the greatest priests in modern times, Padre Pio, this living image of Christ, this living crucifix who brought so many souls to Christ. And again, this Friday, we'll have a close friend of his come to the church and speak about him and bless us with the relic of Padre Pio, the glove that covered his stigmata. God bless you.